Hey, I'm FK.
And I'm Joels.
Welcome to I Said What I Said,
the Unsolicited Opinions Podcast.
Hello.
Hello, guys. Hi, hi, hi.
How you doing?
How's everybody doing? FK.
Alpha.
Let's start with you. What have you been up to these last
2 weeks? Been up to? So what I've definitely not been up to is sleeping. I'm currently existing on coffee and many supplements. I have one of those Monday to Sunday vitamin stuff. So if I don't take all those things, I'll die. I've been working, but yeah, that's what I've been doing. What else have I been doing? Absolutely nothing. I've been working. I've been pretending to be like Power Fit Fam. So what happens is that in the morning, I'm good. Afternoon, I give them like salad, you know, lettuce wrap, quinoa. Okay.
I've never been able to get onto that one.
I recently discovered the zucchini spaghetti.
Yeah.
So I moved to that. By the time night comes, I'm like, all right, send it for So that's it. That's all I've been up to. And I just like to announce that I'm leaving the country this week. I don't know why. I think you should know that, but
everybody,
I think it's important.
Should announce.
I think it's important for everybody to know that I'm actually leaving the country.
It's something to announce.
I just think it's quite vital that people know that. Yeah, I'm not gonna be around. Anytime anybody asks me, "Oh, what are you doing this weekend?" Oh, actually, I'm not in the country. I'm actually away. I'm actually abroad, overseas, not in Nigeria.
So that's
in a separate airspace. And I once also announced ahead of time that my accent is going to change once I leave Murtala Mohammed. My accent is gonna switch up. So that's what I've been. What have you been doing?
Nothing. nothing. I've been going to work or working from home or thinking of work or trying to think of work.
Good.
So that's been mostly, like, I can't really tell you what I've been doing for the past 2 weeks. That's because it's just, actually, Nigeria. I think that should be like an explanation on Lagos. Like,
yes.
So what have you been doing last week? Just say Lagos. And people be like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, I understand.
I've just been going
like
through
it. Like, I get what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
Lagos makes a lot of sense because that's like, I'm actually trying to think, Jola, what have you been doing these last? Okay, I've been trying to convince my parents to pay for a ticket for me to leave this country.
Oh, wonderful stuff. How's it going?
So far, failure of the type that I've never seen before.
No problem. Better don't go and save money and fly in Morocco or what?
I'm not. I just feel like, see, if you're going to save money,
you don't want to go to like Osun State.
Okay, please don't. Like, I'm already sad. Like, there's no need. Don't pile sadness on top of sadness.
I saw one picture today of one river in Delta. Very lovely. Clear waters.
You're talking like someone that's traveling. The arrogance is which you're
clear waters. The only thing is that you might jump in and enter into another world. A marine universe in that Edo.
Although I do want to travel around Nigeria. But it's just like a trek. Like, you know, when we're in uni, you just be like, oh, I wonder what it's like in, I don't know, Manchester.
Yeah,
you just get on the train.
Get on the train.
And go there.
If you're really struggling with finances, give them coach.
Yes.
Straight.
6 hours, you'll be there.
Mega boss.
Like, it was just one of those things that, oh, you could just, like, seeing the country was not a thing. Like, now, I remember I told my dad, I was like, yeah, Dad, I really, really want to go to Aba. And he just grunted. You know when someone doesn't even have the words for you? He just grunted and kept him moving. He's like, I don't know what you think you want to do there. If you think it's like Trafalgar Square, you're going to see or go and think.
Or like the souk.
Do you get? Like, what do you,
like, or like a gold
think?
Market.
What do you think you're going to go and do there? I was like, I just want to go. I want to eat different food. I want to
explore,
like,
you know, meet
like
the
people in our church. They can cook. You can just say, oh, Auntie Enke, like, I would like, you know, just if that's what you're going for. Well, I actually do want to travel around Nigeria. It's just a trip.
Go to good. Or Aja.
I live in Aja, so excuse you.
I heard that different things happened there. I went there once and like it was very, it was Festac.
It's like, well, that's a trek.
It's like a separate
city.
Uh-huh. Give them back. Do you know what? You can actually make a whole holiday out of Bada. Give them Whispering Palms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a resort. Is that not what they call it? Ekpe Resort. Mm-hmm. Come on. Yeah, we have places. You people are snobs. That's just the thing. You guys don't go to Kampan, Tropicana or what?
No, I have a list. Kaduna, Aba. What else did I put there? There's three.
Yeah,
or
I really
four
want to go. I only want to go to that. That Yankari Castle, whatever.
Well, the
is
game
in Kaduna.
Reserve.
Yeah,
castle, yeah.
Yeah. That's why I want to go.
So yeah, but other than that, I've not really been doing much. I have been praying on my finances. Not a single uptick. I just feel
okay
like,
in the prayer.
No, like the translation. So
okay,
once I
no.
said amen
no.
and I check my
they
account
say you
balance.
Pray without ceasing. Forget. So when you don't just keep praying, it's like that whole rain cloud stuff. Be sending what's that boy's name that they were sending? He's gonna look at the cloud. Elijah, he sent somebody. I just called him Femi. So Femi was going to the cloud, looking, come back. I'm telling you, the miracle is coming. And when the miracle comes, after you pay your tithe, then pay me a separate tithe. Just for support, that kind of thing. Amen to your prayers, things like that. Yeah, my finances, it's just looking like a remix of what I initially assumed my finances at this time.
I feel you, girl. I feel you,
like.
Girl.
Like, it's a different genre from what I was, you know, planning.
When you were on the R&B
I just
track
want to skip.
And it's
like
heavy metal.
Uh-huh. I want to skip to the part where, like I actually have money. Yeah.
It's very, very frustrating.
This part is somehow where, like, I can't afford things. So
and
that's
things
it.
Being like oxygen,
right? Like basic food, water, petrol, clothes. Like what are new?
Do
clothes?
You know like? Do you know how I know like I'm just you know a zone 20 above the poverty line? Do you know? Is that I get upset when I have to buy petrol?
Right.
Then you know what I mean? Like,
why is that expensive? Where am I going?
Where is the fuel gauge moving to?
Where am I?
What's
going
on here?
Where am I going?
It'd be like.
Which is why when I get to places and then it's not worth it. Or
it's maybe not lit.
Somebody is doing something, then people are for me. They don't, excuse me. Excuse
we have
me.
To have
I
fun.
Pay 3K for my tank. Stand up and start dancing immediately.
Immediately.
Stand up and start dancing.
Or when somebody is like, oh, let's have a meeting.
That was. How fast?
How about email? How about email?
What about phoning
Skype?
Me?
Email.
I'm phoning me on my phone, not WhatsApp. Shout out, okay? Yeah. So I know that you're spending that money. How about phoning me? I don't need to meet you. In fact, now if I wanted, I had a meeting yesterday in my home. They said I wanted to do lunch meeting that we should go to one of these restaurants in VI. I said I have a restaurant in Ikoyi in my house.
This is a quick segue. If you're ever asking me to come out for an unimportant event. Kindly desist from asking me to come to places that have
different
iPad as menu. Like, can we start from the basics? Like,
hey!
Let's start off with a book. Do you know what's the menu?
That
the
iPad stuff.
I already know I'm paying their overhead costs.
You know the larger problem for me with the iPad menu? You can't actually order from it. You will still
get
wait for Sunday to come and get your order wrong, actually. Because I pointed at A, Sunday thought it was B, the whole thing. But once you see the iPad, just add 5K to your average spend for the
so
meal.
That's like my own shout out. Anyway, before we get carried away with our own personal problems, how can we talk about some national problems? First of all, hashtag Buhari back.
Boo-boo back. PM back. You
after
guys are not
whopping,
expecting it. You guys are not expecting it.
After a whopping 105 days.
I think they planned it for that kind of 100 days. Like it had to be a milestone, so he couldn't come back on like day 67. Yeah, that would mean Raz.
Like,
it had to be like post 100.
Yeah.
Be like, you know, I'm back. What
do
it do?
Big.
What it do? But I personally think he came for Salah.
You
I
do?
Think he's going back. I have money on it. Buhari is going back. I'm telling you.
I'm surprised he hasn't gone back yet because I thought he was going back for Convo.
And.
I don't know why you're laughing because no, but I know like you're laughing, but I thought about this thing seriously.
You think Buhari is going to the carnival in a carnival?
Have you seen Nigerian section of carnival? You know, like we have a whole
no, it's wild.
Our diaspora
it's wild.
Community.
There's a float.
Man them in London.
Masquerades.
This is their own Oktoberfest.
Yes.
This is their own. Everybody, and this is what I love about black people in the diaspora. They'll just choose one day. Yeah. Ghana,
this
come out.
This is it. We're Nigeria, all here. We're all here
Caribbean
together.
Caribbean brothers and sisters, come out. Plantain is ready. Everybody,
no, I don't
come
think
out.
Buhari can really hack that kind of carnival vibe. I feel like he's more like a Netflix and chill kind of guy. I don't think Buhari is out here like dancing, drinking.
Anyway, he's back. And more importantly, he would like to work from the office. But. Woo! Those pesky rats. Rodents.
In the that makes sense. Office. PDP rodents.
I didn't even think
from
like
the opposition.
Like, do you know what I just sat on and thought? I said, okay, like, this is what happens when, you know, when your parents warn you when you're small, don't lie. You know, like from when you're small, your parents keep warning you. And you wonder what the big deal is.
About lying. About,
right?
This is it. This is it.
If from the beginning, they were like, look, guys,
just don't
our guy
lie.
Isn't feeling too great.
Tell us
he's traveling
not well.
To get treatment. When he gets back,
he can't walk.
There's going to be
some,
like, you know,
some changes.
A few changes. Just for a couple of weeks, he's going to be working from home on doctor's orders. No. They started.
Bashir.
On holiday.
Said, and the thing about what for me is key about this is that they can't now stop with a lie. So I now have further questions. What kind of rats?
No.
What kind of fumigation?
I disagree. I think that they can
how
still pull this off.
Rats.
Okay.
Do you get? Because if it's one rat, like, come on, are you telling me that in the whole, what do they call Buhari's office? Oval. It's not oval. What is square?
I can't deal with it.
What's the shape of his office?
Round.
What they call it?
Round.
Round. No, but how come I keep wanting to say the Oval Office and I'm like, but what's the shape of that stuff?
I don't know.
Semicircle. No. Also, it's like a rock formation, hexagon. Probably.
Let's just give it our own.
Right. So Buhari's office now. If it's one rat, like I are they really telling me that in whole of Aso Rock somebody cannot kill a rat?
No, it's not about the rat. You have to even think about the greed of the rat.
Exactly.
Like they said what's the word they used? Was it, you know, pillaged? Or there is one strong word. I don't know what word they used, but I'm like, How actually, in Nigeria, it is a bloody greedy rat. So I can grab.
That's it. It's probably Asu, and they've gone there because the economy is bad outside. So the rats have. Do you know what? I fully moved to it because the people have not revolted. And what's starting to happen is that in the animal kingdom,
they're woke. They've noticed.
It's actually hitting us, and we can't see road.
They finished eating certificates.
Good. They've eaten people's certificates, and now they're attacking the president. I personally believe that it's the Russians anyway that put the rats
okay,
there.
Bye.
I personally
yeah,
believe
you know, I think they can still like revamp the lie.
How?
By giving Ashton Kutcher $10 million to come out and just say you've been punked. It has been a year long thing that they've been planning. Actually, you know, because okay. You know, if you keep in mind that everybody keeps talking about his sense of humor. It
yes,
sense.
I think so because any small thing they've gone to visit Buhari was the state of the nation. Wow, his humor is still up. He's still laughing. Hello, because we obviously voted Kevin Hart into the presidency.
Bobby,
so that's it.
Babe.
Meanwhile, I just want to say a segue to you now. If you went to wait for Buhari at the airport, cancel this thing, like. Express whatever you're listening to it on iTunes or whatever, you are not the target market. You are absolutely not target. Why? Well, you are less busy.
Anyway, the one other important thing to note is that anything that sounded like my voice in this Buhari segment is actually FK mimicking.
Who's
my
that?
Voice.
Who's FK?
Mostly because
who's FK?
In case
no. I actually want
National Security Services are listening.
Which national?
Me as a holder of Nigeria's honor and dignity. Can never say a bad word.
No problem. Let them come for me. I now know that rats can destabilize you. So on the day of my trial, fam, Asu, everywhere full with us seeing all sorts of rats. They're just gonna be mice. They're just gonna be there. So I just like what do we have to do to not? Do you know I'm not even embarrassed.
I am.
I'm actually not.
I fully am. Do you know why? Out of everything that's going to piss me off about this thing, do you know the most annoying part?
What?
Ghanaian people be able to talk. Out of everything. Do you know that? I thought about this thing. I said, what's the worst thing that will come out of this thing? And it happened.
Somebody from Ghana.
Ghanaian people started having mouth. They lost the jollof rice. They're like, okay, don't worry. We're coming back.
We're coming for this.
And anyway, they will start a business. Oh, people from Congo.
It's not even people's
Zimbabwe. Imagine in Zimbabwe, they'll be laughing at us.
It's not Ghana's fault. It's because that their population can fit in Ikoyi. That's why. That's why they always have a lot of things to say. But I'm not. I saw today, and I skipped over it, but I saw today somebody actually in defense of this putting a video of one time where a rodent infested one of Obama's speeches, and I thought to myself,
in the outdoors,
this is actually like a government like strategy now to defend the rat situation.
No, it's cool.
So anyway, me, another person had another angle. Somebody has hammered from this fumigation contract. Hello.
I sent my uncle a text because he owns a fumigation company, and I said, I really do hope you used this opportunity. I really, really, really do hope.
That is it.
You even created a care package
for all government houses, all offices.
Even the one that they've left in London now. Better go there.
Abuja House, they fumigate it. Because you never actually know. Go there and just
fumigate the whole street, actually. That's it. You never
it's an angle. It's a complete angle. And I don't know why nobody thought of it before. So, yeah, anyway, as I said, I'm leaving the country. And actually, I'm British anyway, okay. Like by birth. So, I actually pledged allegiance to the Queen of England. I don't know if you know her. Lizzie, yeah.
Okay.
So I'm actually not Nigerian, and just I don't know. So your president, your people, deal with it. I don't know what to say. About in my country, we don't have these issues.
This accent will sound wonderful, bouncing off the walls in Kirikiri. All this English.
We don't have any bouncing problem. Off the walls. We don't have any problem. So shout out to Boo Boo, man. I'm glad you're back. Unfortunately, I forgot to send you my list. I wanted a couple of things from Boots. But when you go back, you have to just branch and pick up some things for me.
Cool. What next? Yes. So, the Nigerian Bureau of Statistics, I believe, put out an infographic with information about the most bribed... I don't know if it's parties or most bribed public services in the country. Okay. And... guess who topped the list? Our very own Boys in Black. Dusty Black, to be specific.
Quite dusty. That stuff is like charcoal.
Yeah. First of all, not a single human being that's ever been in the vicinity of any single police officer was even, surprised is a strong word, perturbed. I don't know.
Like, I just hasn't given the police money? Those are people that I want to meet. Like, where were you? What were you doing?
And if you don't have money, you have to just part with dignity.
Or who haven't they asked for weekend do something for your boys? Is every time that passes that you people know that you are my boys now? If I'm about to come, you run it. You won't know that you are my boys too then. So I just anyway my own with the police. My favorite person in the police now is Dear Yomi, sir.
Rude.
Dear Yomi, who has actually told us not to call him Yomi. But on the basis of the fact that, one, I don't know you. Two, your police force is not doing a single thing. Yomi, Oga, what do you have to say about this matter of...
He did say something.
What did he say? What did he say?
He threw some powerful subs.
At
to start with.
At
somebody that was actually doing his job. The man went, they said, Bureau of Statistics, statistics. He went and did his work, asked questions, they got back their numbers. And uncle, brother, prof, sir, Officer Yomi was so pissed, he said, and I paraphrase, something about jobless people making up something. He was really, really pissed at that.
Tired.
So, and I think it's a combination of factors. The first one being that a lot of Nigerians in public office are like floundering. The same, I think everyone has gone through this. Every normal nation has gone through this. So when social media became a thing everywhere else, public servants who wanted to be on like social media didn't know how to interact. Like, so I don't think he gets what it is. One, that's me being generous. Two, he may just be an arrogant Nigerian.
I think I'm going
officer.
To go for B. I think the answer is behind door number two.
But I don't think it's just him, though. I think it's a very Nigerian thing to defend regardless.
All of them. Like it's just, they're insane.
Do you know what it is? I generally find this thing with a lot of people in authority. feedback on something that they are used to.
No.
Genuinely, like...
Disagreement. Remember, they're not for it.
Disagreement, feedback. Like, I remember even in secondary school, you could ask a question, be like, why or how? And the teacher would just be like, I don't grab. I said something. You are not asking how, why. Like...
One time I asked a question, the teacher said, is it time for questions? Can't you wait? I thought, okay, but I don't understand this part. How am I supposed to understand? Then maybe you should pay attention. Fam, I'm paying attention. That's why I asked you a bloody question. Hello.
I think it's a thing of Nigerian authority not being used to the idea of people giving you
just
feedback.
Constructive.
And how, like, how do you, like, but, do you know, maybe I'm just making excuses because the larger question is, mate, not a single person.
Nobody is surprised that the police is collecting bribe. What's that his job? What they say he should be doing? Like customer service for police people.
Yeah, on your own, no. Eh? That's not what he does.
What's his job?
I don't know. Policing now.
No, he's in charge of something very, very important.
Well, something vital.
Something about calling when... He's in charge of you calling when a police officer does something that they're not supposed to do, like collecting money
then we're fucked,
on
we?
The weekend. Exactly. So, Yomi, I suggest that you, I don't know, just, you know, look into it. It seems like this announcement came against you.
Customer service.
I told you that he's in charge of customer service for the police force. I told you. So, anyway, there's one guy named Anikoi now. Meanwhile, I don't know why there's a checkpoint when you come off the Lekki Bridge. But I want to call about those guys. You know me? So, those are the people that I want to call about. I don't know. I don't think they realize that you actually pay for that toll gate. So, if you think I'm going to get off the bridge and then give you something for the weekend, you have another thing coming. So, that's just it. So, what else? What else is up in the world?
I mean this has kind of bothered me since I saw it
right
on social media. So apparently, right, a woman,
okay,
name unknown, traveled for I think a week, unspecified number of days, but she came home and met her kitchen filled with maggots, insects, and other creepy crawlies because her, I like to say husband, but I don't think, like, that implies that he's like an adult.
Yeah.
So the person that she left at home didn't, like, clean up, like, he ate food and left the food out. Like, he ate eba and okra, right? He didn't clear his plate or anything. He left the remnants of the eba and the okra there. Then the next day, he would eat another
meal. Okay.
And drop. So she came back to basically meet her kitchen overrun with creepy crawlies and disgusting things. So I have two things to say. The first one being that I hope she has burnt that kitchen,
right?
Because it's not a matter of cleaning. You can't really clean. So what she has to do is get the rats from Aso Rock
to come through.
Eat
the
maggot.
Eat everything.
Eat the pots, the pans, the wood, the cooker. Eat the whole thing.
Everything.
And then she will
give
her husband the bill.
Taken over. Is it the bill?
Start
me,
again.
Listen, sis, if you're out here listening, I don't have one suggestion for you. As you're throwing away your pots and cleaning, throw your husband away too. Let me tell you the thing. I don't know why you want to go around telling people that this wild beast, a goat, as far as I'm concerned. Because, frankly, I've seen my dog eat and lick the bowl and clean that shit up. Your husband or pets that you're keeping at home, or
they are so rude.
You know, no, he has to be a house pet because he's only house pets. You know, when you're leaving and say, oh my god, you know, I'm traveling, like me, that I'm leaving the country now, right? Not that I to go back to that, but like I'm actually leaving the country, okay? And so, let's say I now want to leave my dog, say, oh Jola, babysit my dog, why? Because my dog is an animal who, if left alone, can go and eat the couch, for example.
Yeah.
This is who she has at home, a pet.
It just, and it's crazy to me, like, these different sorts of conversations. So people started off with, oh, she's shaming or embarrassing her husband, blah, 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 blah. And the first thing is, if you actually watch the video, which I couldn't finish because of the level of, like, disgust. Like, I'm one of those people that, like, I react very strongly to most things. So even now, like, random example, I can't eat anything that's like, you know, this Golden Mon, Quaker Oats. I can't eat any of that shit because my parents used to force it down when I was younger. So even the smell,
it gets
makes
you.
Me throw up. So I can't do it. So
yeah, I stopped eating beans since one time in boarding school. It was moving.
Right. That makes a lot of sense.
It was moving.
And it's not like a spiritual thing.
Right. It wasn't like a spiritual stuff. There was actual movement within the beans. And someone told me that all our protein. So I thought to myself, actually, I think that I'm going to just move on. But anyway, yeah, I don't understand. Then people were now saying, she's shaming now. Excuse me, the husband has shamed himself. I think that what is clear is he has no shame.
Not even shame. Like, you really, really must not, like, rate a person at all. Like, you must not rate a person
you must
at
not rate
all.
Yourself.
To be like, oh, do you know, it's one thing not to wash plates for 1 week. Another thing, like, he didn't clear it and rinse it and leave it in the sink.
All.
Like, he didn't do anything. Left the pot out.
He just left it.
Maggots
like,
were just everywhere.
I just don't understand. Like, don't you... Everywhere. Also, by the time our food gets to that point, it smells. So, are you just, like, shutting the door and not going in? I'm not clear on why, you know, this is happening. Like, why are you not concerned about your personal hygiene? Frankly, that one that she took the video and put it up, wonderful stuff. The truth of the matter is that's no longer... I can't be claiming that kind of person in public. That's the truth. Yeah. Thank God
she...
But the
funny
thing
is that she didn't put up any, like, discerning factors. She didn't. You can't even fully see the kitchen.
Yeah,
say,
so
like,
you don't even know
that.
This room is house. Who's that?
Like, I don't know.
No.
There's no, like...
There's nothing there. Meanwhile, one other human being said that, you know, what about women that can't call? And I'm just like, can we stop this? And just say, what about when if your husband shames you if you burn rice? I don't get. So if I burn rice one time, how does that equate to not being able to clean up after myself and having maggots around? Like,
this,
are you a child?
This all boils down to like one thing, which is the infantilization of
men.
This thing where we act like, especially in our climate, like, domesticity is something, like, women were born with, you know, the ability to grow breasts.
Right.
Guess what else comes inbuilt? Just basic hygiene, cleanliness, washing your plates,
you know,
cleaning
just
up.
Being a human being,
like,
just,
you know,
being a decent person.
All of that rubbish, when you take gender roles multiplied by 1 million, in the most senseless of ways. Like, I'm sure something was him, as he was sitting down there, something was telling him that, if you wash this plate,
you're not gonna be a man anymore. In fact,
castrated.
You're that's it.
Like, there's nothing,
you're no longer
like
a man.
And it really bothers me. It's from things as little as, oh, leave it, your sister will do it. Oh, your brothers mess up their room, and then your mom comes and starts shouting at you
that
why
is you my own that
tidy.
Kills me is you guys are always shouting, head of the home, but you can't do anything. Okay, leader of the home, I make all the decisions, but you're saying that you are the head of the home and you want me to entrust you with my life, but I can't entrust you with washing the plates when I'm not around. You are incapable of eating by yourself.
That's
how somebody
person,
said that.
Leave,
oh, if his
your...
wife travels, how will he eat? I said, okay, but you'll be here shouting head of, don't eat so. Die on
you
your masculinity.
Like, and you know what? It now makes sense. Like, I've always been kind of bothered with how a lot of women, even now, today, not like our mothers or grandmothers,
now,
are saying things like, oh, they can't travel because, or they can't go out because there'll be nobody at home. Then you now go on to say, what of your husband? You say, oh, he's at home, but there's nobody at home. And you're just kind of wondering, like, and now I get it. Because if that is what you're dealing with, he will kill your offspring.
That's it. Listen, as far as I'm concerned, you don't have two
offspring.
Children and a husband. You have three children.
He
one of
them
just looks like a grown man and he has a bit of money.
Yeah, that That's was... just to me, that was pretty sad. And then to see, like, the back and forth and the defense. And I guess, like, oh, why did she put it up or whatever? But, you know, the steps required to, like, film and upload something. So, you know, when you're, like, sick and tired.
Fam, you're sick and tired and you're pissed off.
You're angry. Like, you've come
you
home.
Angry.
And it's so different because, you know, I don't know how it happens in most homes, but usually when my dad travels, when he's coming back,
there's
all this
song and dance
and bustle about
this guy. The house smells
be,
different.
Like,
I'm,
you know,
like, what's happening here? Do we like
let
candles?
Him be relaxed? And you can imagine her coming back home.
Everything
like, and
is
traveling
awry.
Through Nigeria is not like
it's not peaceful.
It's not
a peaceful
pleasant
thing. Experience.
Like,
yeah, okay.
You come off after you've dragged with immigration
come out and just the smell
you.
Of of poverty and frustration has just hits you.
Well done, sir. All sorts. And then you get into your house thinking that whenever this man travels, I know what he meets when he comes home. And then you get home and you meet maggots.
I can't lie, Sha. Look, I'm not married, so I can't say, but I think these are the kinds of things that form grounds for divorce. These are irreconcilable differences. What else is here again?
If they were Americans that were like, what's the word? Like, you know when people love to reckless endangerment.
I'm actually out. Reckless you actually want to kill me and my children. I hope she doesn't have children, and I hope he wasn't taking care of her children, because, like, that shit, that's messed up. Is that the kitchen that you want to eat, like, feed my kids from, where they are maggots? So, yeah, I don't know. Houseman is cancelled. That's just... Houseman and men who just behave like spineless fools. They're all of you are cancelled.
Most definitely.
Okay? So, anyone you guys want to say that is not the rule of whatever.
Yeah, but then this is a discussion that people need to have, and we'll probably have it, like, several times on this podcast. It's not okay to... This is when... like gender roles, unnecessary, stupid. It now moves from, it's just there. Should everybody just do it to like harmful?
Yeah.
Like this is actually like
it's
a health.
Actually, it's a hazard.
It's a health hazard. Like it's not
like
okay.
How are you not ill? And also, how is this even? I don't even know how this has turned to a gender role. So you by yourself as a human being, when you eat, you can't clean up. That's okay. If you can't clean up, then hire a cleaner now.
It's like it stems from you can't rate a person.
Lazy.
You can't rate. It doesn't. There's nothing wrong with being lazy. Look, house chores are not my thing. They've never been my thing. But it can't get to the level where I would say, I don't want to clean. How about I pay somebody to clean?
You really
can't rate a person to treat them like
that.
Nah, like,
it's suffering. It's actual suffering.
Where
you
like,
actually say, oh, welcome home, honey. I've left everything in the kitchen for you since you left to clean. Thanks a lot. What? And it, you see, this is also the thing. A lot of people are very nice. So all she did was lovely. She even recorded it, and I'm sure she's going to clean that. Me, I'll have gone to the nearest hotel. Wait, no problem. Shebi is your house. This is you are the head of this home. Very good.
Head
good
away.
Luck. Let me and my children go and enjoy. Yeah, you sort it out. I'm telling you, I would have left. Sort it out. When you're ready, you'll come back. Well,
but
it seems you're not ready.
I still wouldn't have been able to. Like, they'll have to fumigate the house.
Yeah. I wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't be able to. Like, once I've seen maggots.
I need a Buhari-level cleaning. Of me too, I'm gonna go and work from somewhere.
Yeah, like you once we've gotten to that level,
I need alternative. So yeah, shout out to you men who can clean up after yourselves. Well done.
Cool.
All the best with you.
Up next and finally in this week's Amiibo.
Right.
That's
the name of this section.
This section, yes, it's about Amiibo.
Also, I just want to just say because I know that I'm not here while I'm recording, but I can feel people thinking so like I don't get why do you have to listen to your opinion. I want you to go back to the title of this podcast. I said what I said. Unsolicited opinions. So what I want to ask you is who sent you? Any question you want to ask that Kenny, I don't know. Because now we've said it now. I said what I said. This is my boss section. I actually don't want to know your opinion. I don't. And secondly, I don't want you to ask me any question of no. You are here. This is your spare time. Yeah, listening. Me too, I'm here. I'm talking. So let's all just be here together while doing the Amiibo together. Not the one that you're asking any kind of questions. Oh, who said what? Z, please. And in any case, well, I'm not the one. This is not my real face.
Wow.
I just want you to know. This is not my real face. I'm actually a lovely person. I'm actually really lovely. Like, I'm stunning. So that's just the thing. In case you see me somewhere thinking ZZ, this is not my real face. It's all just it's like a Sasha Fierce. Did you get? It's like a persona. Uh-huh. So that's all I have to say. And anyway, what next?
Well, the final thing to talk about is sort of like the much ado about Yvonne Orji. Is it Orji?
Wow, the irony. Her last name is Orji. I actually saw someone tweet that.
Well, it's Igbo, so I don't know. I don't know how to pronounce it. I get kind of flustered and I don't pronounce names properly.
I think it's Orji.
Okay, anyway. So
which
she's,
sounds like another word.
One of the supporting actors in Insecure by Issa Rae.
A fave show.
An amazing show.
Love it.
And
I so much love it.
One of the reasons that everyone loves her, apart from how like crazy relatable and crazy stupid her character Molly is that she's been quite outspoken. Not outspoken, this is the thing. I don't even know if it's outspoken. I feel like it was one of those things that was in context.
Yeah.
And but now nobody, like, it's the kind of thing that people now lead conversations about.
Yeah, we can't hear
a
word anymore about it.
Yvonne is 33, I think, and she's celibate. But she's not celibate because she kind of decided, oh, this isn't for me.
She's
but she
carrying
always...
V-card.
Okay, can you please?
What? She's locked it up.
She decided that chastity was the way for her. So she's a virgin. And the main reason why this is a topic of discussion, I guess, is because it's kind of come up a number of times. And every time I've read the article, I've always felt like, but you guys could have led with something else.
The last article I read, I'm not even going to blame the articles, because her responses to it and everything are quite passionate and like direct. And then she offers more information about it. Look, I don't even have a single issue with A, being a virgin. B, you know, doing things for God, or that whole thing she said, you know, I'm here to represent God and you. Although, I mean, just a sidebar to Christians, like, your virginity is actually not really the main thing about your Christianity. Nobody's getting saved by the fact that you're not getting some, like, just zero people. And I'm a Christian, I love the Lord, but I have to tell you that in terms of salvation of my soul, your bedroom or lack of bedroom antics, it can't help me. It cannot help me. Are you a trash human being, Jigga? Like, are you pointing people to the light, virgin or nah? These are the big questions that when you get to Pearly Gate, Angel Gabriel is going to ask you to fill a form. On that form, what's not going to be there is, are you carrying V-card or you're not carrying V-card? Jigga. So, I don't know. So, I love it. I think it's wonderful to be a virgin, but I just don't like when people carry these kinds of things on their head.
But is she carrying it on her head?
I think she really... Jola, she has a clothing line on a t-shirt. It says... keep it locked. Keeping it locked till I get that rock. Meaning what? Can you buy that shirt? No.
See, don't put me on the spot, FK.
No. We're all virgins here. We are all virgins here. That's the first thing I just want to say. Nobody's funny kissing.
The thing is, I just don't even like... I don't like making very sound statements. You know, it's just one of those things that can put you in trouble.
Yeah, I just don't like... I just don't think it has to be like a thing that is also a defining characteristic about you.
Well, on the other hand, I can actually understand. Because sometimes I feel like... because of... something that I actually quite like, even though I'm a bit of a prude, so I'm not confident enough, or I don't really fully understand it. So because of body positivity and the fact that we don't want people to be embarrassed or ashamed about what they do with their bodies, there's a lot of in pop culture and popular culture.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of, you can feel like, oh, like the in, not in thing, but what everyone wants is for you to show that you are a body positive person, you have to be very open and free with your sex life and let everybody know that this is what you're doing and you're fine with it.
Yeah,
not that this is what you're doing and but you're just fine like with it, but you can't be ashamed of it either.
Yeah, of your sexual, so I think people have a lot of sexual expression now, which is great, but even that, like, don't carry that one on your head as well. Okay, so yeah, sleeping around, you don't give a shit, wonderful sis. I don't want to know who you're sleeping on, what, like, it just, on both extremes, I just think, let's just calm down. Like, that's not really who you are. I think it's only on one side that it's like, apart from, you know, oh, I'm a bad bitch, or I can sleep with how many people I want, blah, 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 and conditions of that. Just to be going around with, like, a t-shirt, oh, I'm a virgin. It's just, what? Like, what does that have to do with it? Mm-hmm. How does that make any difference? Especially in the context of Christianity.
Which is, that's true. Maybe it has something to do with making your sex and sexuality or lack thereof a defining factor.
Yeah, and
Maybe that's what it is that kind of gives me a bit of pause. Like, I've always felt like defining yourself is a continuous process, and it's very, very tough to break out of being seen as one thing, especially in that context. Also, I'd really need her PR people to find, I know sex sells, and this is the truth, anybody that opens their like statements in Hollywood, especially with, oh, I'm a 33-year-old virgin, she's very attractive. Like,
she's very attractive,
she's very conventionally attractive, she's funny, she's smart, like, the interesting thing, she had a whole career in public health, like, baby's a proper Igbo, Nigerian overachieving child. Her parents are like, You want to be cracking jokes. That's your personal business. First, you go to school. When you finish high school, we don't collect high school certificates in this house. You go to university. When you finish university, you do masters.
When you do masters, whole, yeah.
She has a whole, like, really, I think they wanted her to be a doctor, but she wanted to work in public health. So I think she worked in Ghana and Sierra Leone or something.
Yeah, I like it. I just find it weird. Like, I think saving yourself from marriage, I think, like, I'm fully on a fully, I think, fornication, very bad. Nobody should do it. It's horrible. Horrible. So I don't know anything about it personally. I'm also saving myself. For marriage, real talk. So I just, you know, I don't know anything about all this fornication and, you know, all this living in sin and iniquity. But I just think that it's these kinds of things that are raised on such a pedestal that it just makes it seem like, sis, what? Like, why is your clothing line saying keeping it locked till I'm
That part is really grinding.
You guess. I'm like, look, make your decision. The same way I can decide, okay, I'm celibate today, I'm not celibate today. Fine, good, I'm fine. Like, I'm not going to go announce it. Probably if someone asked her in the context of, and I think maybe, I don't know the origin, because the irony is that her character Molly is always having sex. Like, Molly is actually having so much sex that I'm just like, sis, what are you doing?
Slow down here.
You need to chill off, because some of these situations, girl, it's not helping your cause.
My main thing with Molly is, like, she needs to calm down and figure out what is going on. Like, figure out what is going on in your head. Like, I feel like before Molly would do something, and then, like, rationalize it after.
It will come out. But I'm like, sis, you need to actually calm down. And maybe Molly needs to buy Yvonne's shirt. Saying, keeping it locked till I get the wrong.
I feel like with Yvonne, my main thing generally is when I... Maybe this is because when I like a character or an actor, I start finding out things about them. And I just feel like there's so much more to her story.
I don't like that this is the headline.
Well, can Hollywood in general just chill with the obsession with sex? Like... Even on TV shows, there's a lot to prove that we are positive. And I'm like...
Everything is becoming over-sexualized in an effort. And I get it. I think it's like... balance is key. But I just don't... When I saw it, I was actually like, oh, my own thing. I was like, oh, here's a crack. Because I just don't understand why I would like say that. I think it's cool. If somebody asked her, you know, I don't know
but
why...
But that's how it started.
Ask. Yeah. If someone asked her that, oh, we heard that you're actually a virgin. And she's like, yeah, I just want to save it for marriage, it
wasn't even that I heard you are. So I think you went along the lines of sort of like, you know the way interviews go?
Yeah.
And so they started getting into like as usual because everybody has to crack sexual jokes or whatever. Yeah. So it's kind of like, I can't relate.
Yeah.
Because
with
I don't.
The character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not having sex. So I think... But now,
and I think that's fine. I actually think it's cool. Like she just said it, but now it's everything. Like the headline, and I'm like, what is this? Like, this is not. It's not a cat. Like, it's just not.
Yeah, it's not her in its entirety.
Yeah,
so.
It shouldn't be the thing that is now when people Google your name.
I feel so self-righteous.
They're now seeing Yvonne Origin.
Maybe it's because I don't know. Because I never used to care about these things before.
Me neither.
I think now that I'm getting older, it's slightly worrying. Like now I see it, so it's. I still think it goes back to the sexualization of women, period.
Yeah.
It's like, if you're having sex, they want to know. If you're not having sex, they want to make it a topic of discussion. Like, what is it? Like,
there's a purity. I think it's weird because there's a purity line where up until a certain maybe age or situation,
it's
everybody
cool.
wants you to be pure.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
And then after a certain, I think that whole title, 33, she wasn't 33, she was like 24 or 25, it's not really... an announcement. It's because she's not 33, and then it's this whole, and I don't like that because it also seems from the tone of the articles that I've seen, it also seems like she's carrying it on her shoulders. I'm like, sis, it's actually not that big. Like, it's not that big a deal. I think it's fantastic. Nobody's saying you shouldn't do what you want to do. Her agency is not gone. Nobody's gonna force her to have sex or not have sex, but just don't make it like...
There is one good thing that's come out of
card,
it though.
Well,
which is like a discussion about how we see like freedom.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, the freedom to make decisions that you want
to
make. So people have said things about, because it's from a religious point of view, it's not really freedom.
I was like, what?
And stuff like that. And I just find it, like, I've just realized that it can't be freedom because it can't be a positive decision because you decided it.
Yeah.
Do you understand? It's what she wants.
Yeah.
So it's kind of giving us more like nuance to the conversation.
Yeah.
And not everybody's going to agree, but that's the part I like. I just really want them to not make Yvonne a gimmick?
Yeah, I just found some of the conversation around where, like, I saw that one about how, you know, because of religious indoctrination, like, oh, it's really sad for her to decide to be a virgin because of religion. And I'm like, what? That's like, fam, sis has decided it's not your body now. You can, if you want, you can't do your own.
Yeah, and based on her job, I think, and the roles that roles she has chosen, I think it's clear, like, not clear, but you can infer that she has a bit of a healthy,
healthy attitude. I don't think she's like a judgmental person. And I'm like, sis, like, if you're playing Molly and you want to bash
something
people
like Handmaid's Tale or something, you'd be like,
I'd be like, this one is having a problem. She clearly understands like real life, but this is just her personal situation. I just wish they wouldn't make it like her. I'm telling you, Google her name now, and this virgin stuff is gonna be way up. And I think it's just deeply unfortunate because. It's the same way they made Ciara and Russell's whole relationship about the fact that they didn't have sex.
That was really and weird. Like, and then it also like now painted him in this corny.
Yeah,
that's something that kind of upsets me. It's like just because
it's so weird.
It's not even the good dude thing. So it's like they just made it seem like he's a little weird, maybe a little gay, maybe a little, you know.
People are not having sex both intentionally and non-intentionally all over. Some people too are married, unfortunately. They're quite celibate.
I find the non-intentional one
is quite hilarious. Funny. Some people are 33 married, you're not having sex either, love.
Yeah.
And that's nobody's fault. Yeah, like,
I do find that one kind of funny. Like, I would really like to be.
Yes, like, well,
this is not a decision I've made for myself. Right. Life has made it for me.
You know, so anyway, I think everybody should do them, but like,
Everybody should calm down. Please. Oh, but then we've had a discussion before, FK. Maybe you are prude.
I think I am a prude.
And this whole thing, why not their target market?
I don't think I am target market
at all.
I promise you, I don't think I don't think I'm target market at all. I think I'm a little bit sheltered when it comes to sexual expression, for sure. So on either side, I'm just a bit like,
I don't think I'm sheltered. I think I just always feel like nobody wants to hear this thing.
Right.
Like, you, it's one thing that even if I wanted to say, just be like, girl, not a damn person here.
Fam, group wants chat. To.
And then when you put it in the group chat, they're like, I mean, okay. they're kind of like, you go, girl. I mean, okay, if that's how you're feeling, that's what
like,
you're thinking.
Cool,
you might want to meditate on the Holy Spirit a little bit. Let's just clear that mind out. So, you know, let's just focus on the fact
I find it super interesting. And I think people are shocked because of, like, her acting role. I'm like, fam, she's an actress. You know, this is actually her job.
Not everything
to do that.
Yeah,
like, you don't have to be also like that in real life. I just think it's interesting. You know, you wouldn't expect it because you just think that everybody is generally having sex, but I really wish they would not, just anyone in general would not make this like their thing in life, because
I just remember when there was the whole purity ring thing going on,
my
like
goodness,
Hannah Montana, like Jonas what? Brothers,
I'm like, all
I'm
y'all
sure
now
Britney Spears. Ooh. I'm pretty sure, like, if there's one thing they wish they didn't do, it was define themselves.
Yes,
part
like,
of themselves in terms of like their sexuality. Not because they had plans but it's an immense amount of like pressure, and then sometimes it becomes a weird thing.
People, especially when you're in the public, like, I mean, if the average person says they're virgin, I don't think anybody cares. But once you just put it like out there like that, any small thing Yvonne Audrey does now, you know, it's always gonna come up. And I don't know why that is. Anyway, it's an interesting thing. Cool. Virgins unite. I'm for it.
Yeah. Well, that's all we have to talk about on that bit. Well, before we go, we did want to talk about something near and dear and kind of new to our no more in school hearts, which is adulting.
Yeah.
Not adultery, because I know some of you.
Excuse me, nobody is doing
adultery.
The thing
we just spoke about has blocked your whole...
Nobody is
sex,
doing
sex,
adultery.
Not adultery.
Hello, please.
The act of being an adult, grown-upicity,
is what
we're talking about.
Adulting. So, how is adulting going? I wish, like, this came with a manual. I think that there should have been instructions, like, step-by-step, like GPS. On just adulting, not anything, just like, okay, here's what's going to happen when you become... I feel like the last 2 months of uni should have been focused on when you leave, this was going to happen. Because my experience of adulting so far has been like, you know, loading a show, like preparation. You know, I've loaded my show, I've, you know, set up my food, you know, wine on deck, and then I put my food in the microwave, and, you know, for 2 minutes, and then I come out, I sit down, and the thing is about to start playing, and my food is cold. That has been my experience of adulting. Like, it's just a shock because you feel like, but I've done all the things. Do you get?
No, I don't.
But like, shit is just not.
That's
popping
not an
off.
Adequate representation. That's really not. Is that your food is cold?
Yes.
So you go and warm it, then you come back, then you play, and then it starts buffering. So you have to wait, and then you try to load it on
and
another
server.
And then
your food server, is cold again.
And then your food is cold again. Then you go and put it in the microwave.
Good.
Then NEPA takes light. When they bring lights, then you go and you tell them to put on the gen. When they put on the gen, everything blows. So your laptop has blown. Power pack has blown. Your food in the microwave. Microwave has blown. So you're not going to start from the beginning again. You have to call an electrician. Electrician gives you a price. Like, you can see how it's now all going. Just like this.
That's it. So all of a sudden now, you started off just wanting to, you know, watch Insecure.
Relax.
Tonight. Now, you're paying the electrician's bill. Your gen is spoiled. You're going to sleep in your friend's
house.
You need
a new laptop.
You need a new laptop. You obviously are hungry. You're now angry. You're frustrated. This is what is happening in this stage of adulthood. So, like, who was prepared for this?
I feel like if I had any idea of what adulthood entailed, I would have been repeating each class at least twice.
Yeah, but what was my idea? I don't know why I thought, okay,
I'll just come out. My main thing is the idea that I spent a lot of my teenage years slightly, like, confused, like I didn't belong in
yeah,
my body.
I genuinely felt
like adulthood would be me having my shit together. Just generally. Like, I just honestly felt like, you know, this madness that is being a teenager will end once I'm an adult.
Right.
That's the main thing I thought. That,
and, you know,
I will have money. Uh-huh. I will have cool friends. The thing is, my friends are cool, but the problem, more important problem, is that they are poor.
That's the thing. We're not actually reaching our, like, full potential as people because we're poor.
We're all poor.
Okay.
And then what else? Like,
I honestly thought I had my shit together, and, like, the narrator of my life is like, you in fact do not have your shit together, and it's not looking likely. It's actually not looking like, I keep looking ahead, and all I'm seeing is more responsibility, more responsibility, more responsibility.
Yeah, like, you pay for a lot of stuff.
Oh my God.
You pay for a whole
You pay
lot
for like
stuff.
Your life.
And
you know?
Just realize that there's a lot of stuff to pay
there's
for.
A lot of stuff.
One, two, you realize that money, that whole thing that a lot of, like, pastors, billionaires, you know, spiritual leaders,
motivational speakers
say about money being unimportant is a lie. And what you do when you break out of that lie is you realize that the reason they said that to you
is because
you don't feel like a loser. Because do you know what's worse than realizing that just coming to the question that actually money is important, you're struggling to now find the money.
Right.
Once you've clocked that, okay, money is an important thing, right? You're now struggling to find it. It's like, wow, what kind of double
I don't get. But do you know, sometimes I sit down and think that, okay, if I have money, a lot of things will move. Like, my adulting will be better. But I still think that is a mess. So I think it's a scam.
Yeah, but you know what? I've realized
and like, I
want
to speak
about
to
being an adult. Like, I spoke to a friend of mine, one of my best friends, and I was like, do you know what's really weird about being an adult is that a lot of the stuff you take for granted is like meant, like, a lot of the stuff I didn't realize I was going to need. Like,
yeah.
Mentally. Like, I didn't realize that, like, your friendship groups will change in a way that
you might not
even be fully comfortable with. Like, oh, what happened to that friend of mine? Oh, we used to be close and now we're not. Or that you and your friends may not be on the same wavelength for everything. And
a huge one.
And then the odd thing is, it's not secondary school anymore where everybody
needs to be
like the yes man.
Everybody needs your approval to like live their lives.
You're not
all living your life.
You
and
may
for
not
me,
like
the biggest
your...
thing about adults is you might change. Fam, I have changed so
constantly.
Much and I'm like, what's happening here?
Constantly.
Who am I? I used to like be a certain type of way and now
and
I'm different
sure.
And I can't even keep up.
And be very sure.
Right.
Like a lot of the adult, like, I've changed a lot. And I sometimes I'm trying to come to grips with, like recently I was like, my belief systems about a lot of things have changed.
Are shifting.
And so like, I'm like, I'm struggling not to, you know, one thing I love about being a child is you don't really care about what other people are going through. So that's their own personal problem. Your own thing really is that you have an issue.
And you want
and
it to be sorted out.
Whatever everybody else is doing has to stop to sort out your
rights.
As an adult, you have to, like, keep quiet and sort your shit out.
Yeah, sort your shit out. And then you also have to, like, be responsible for, like, just general things. So I can't say I'm having a bad day, I'm not going to work. Meaning what? We're all having a bad day.
It's all really okay. Weird.
And that's what I've realized about adults. We're actually all having
an extended...
I can't. Every time I talk to my friend, everybody's tired. I'm like, so is it? Are people not tired?
Another big thing is the confusion. There's a lot of confusion.
You don't
like,
know where to go. You like what you you're doing. There's so many big, like almost big decisions that everyone is making, and you're like, oh, but we don't even know if this is right or not.
Yeah.
You know, mans are getting married. People are like, you know, having consensual sex with their spouses and having children. You know. I just don't understand. People are deciding where to live. They are moving for work.
They are moving to different countries. Like, you know, your like, friends are making decisions. I am like, no. When like, we were 17,
we were all supposed, we're all together. Living in the same area.
Yeah, you get what I mean?
Wisteria Lane. Yes. We're all living here and we're all marrying this kind of person. All of us.
All of us have to marry the same type of
all
person.
All of us are marrying the same type
that's
of person.
That's another thing about adulting. Like, your friends, your acquaintances, you might be like, is he really with that babe?
Right.
Is she really with that guy?
And I'm like, is that really who you? Like, and I'm like, is that really who you like? Is that who you are?
I'm looking at you like,
yeah.
And like guess this, what? You're gonna get with the program.
You're gonna deal with it.
And
you
being an adult is you will.
You will absolutely you will deal with it.
So it's just all
and it's just learning
stuff.
How to cope and like not like you just can't stop. You can't be like, okay, I'm giving up. Like I'm done. You just and also just so many things. Just everything is taking longer.
I tried to do that. You know the problem is. I just realized it was sleep. Like, you just be like, I quit, I'm tired. Then you go and lie on the bed thinking that God has gotten the memo he's going to take
nah,
you.
Nah, you're going to cry.
Then
you're
you
going to wake
you
up.
You just open your eye and you're like,
oh, we're still
oh,
here.
Okay, cool. Like, okay, we're still here. Then, like, it's cool.
Yeah, so the adulting thing for me, I just, like, every time I'm like, Jesus, like, can I speak to, like, the person in charge?
Can I speak to management?
Like, can I speak to management? Is it, like, Gabriel that I talk to about certain things? Or, like, Angel Michael? Like, who do I have to see? For like some things to be, I don't need everything to be in order, but like a couple of things, just like out of 10 things, can 3 things be in order? Must everything about life be? And then people will be talking about, oh, your 20s, your 20s. I'm like, fam, this 20s stuff quite long. Which of the enjoyments?
Like,
we don't have money.
I'm not a big fan of like all these books in the Bible. People are crying, but you know, this is I get Jeremiah. Like, the guy spent a whole book lamenting. Yes. There's a whole book in the Bible called Lamentations.
Yes, he was,
I was
very
upon a time
upset.
In my childhood, I'd be like, Lamentations? Why? Why would anybody... I get it!
Listen,
fully,
I
fully, 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 fully. A whole book, Bible time. Book. I just want to be writing there.
Like, it's
rubbish.
So funny because I go every day from being like, you know, I want to have all my shit together. I want to be in charge of my life. You know, I mean, you know, you want to give them boss lady. You're doing this. You're an independent woman. Also, at the same time, I actually want somebody to come in and just like baby me the whole time and take care of every single thing. That, and I don't actually want to have to make decisions in life. So those are the two extremes I live in every day. Every day.
A few weeks ago, my mom was like, so Jola, you know, where do you think you're going in your life? And... I just looked at her and I said, do you know the funny thing is, you're the one that gave birth to me.
And you can't
so
tell
if you
me.
Think about it, this is your job.
This is actually your
this
duty.
This is your job. She was just sitting down there in her
how
bed.
How can you create something?
Asking me this question. I said, look at these people.
You brought me here.
You brought me here.
You didn't tell
and
me
now
what
you
was supposed to happen.
Myself. Are you yes. funny?
Like, what do you mean? Nah, I need you to come right through. So I've just changed my views on a lot of things.
I used to be so like, I used to be very... very like, you know, decisive. Not yeah. decisive, but I used to be in my mind I was sure. So I would make these very finite statements. This is bad. This is
I'm
good.
Never
I will never
I always
see that never
it's a shock.
That word never by mistake. Yeah, a 14-year-old listening to it.
Stop saying
remove
it.
That word from
stop
your vocabulary. It. Remove it.
Stop
I will
saying
never
it.
Wait for political Twitter too. Oh you never write Revelations. Stop it.
Because tomorrow now, that's when they'll bring up your old tweets that, hello, I thought you said Yeah, so adulthood had literally been for me somebody like digging up things I said in like 2009 and being like, sis, what's up?
How far?
What's up with this? Remember that conversation we had?
What are you up to?
With it? Like, what are you up to?
What are you up to?
Well, how far your 5-year plan? Yeah, so my 5-year plan is actually now. I just don't believe in like boundaries and like
surviving is key.
I don't believe in like time bound plans. Okay, I believe in like milestones. Okay. I believe in just taking life as it comes. I've changed though. Before I used to be like, oh, this one doesn't know what I was doing. I was like, no, I believe in the flow. She gets ahead. I am now with the flow. Whereas before I was on a plan, I've changed to a pay as you go subscription in terms of life. I'm not doing prepaid anymore.
Yeah. Okay. So if you're a young person in your like early, mid, late 20s, early, mid, late 30s, like we get it.
Yeah,
like you're not,
we
are not alone in your confusion. We're all pretending.
We are.
We are all pretending to get it. They're like, I feel like there are pockets of like extreme euphoria.
Yeah.
Like generally, I'm not an unhappy person.
That's
don't
thing.
Get
I'm,
me wrong.
I'm good.
But what I thought my life would be was like a long stretch of euphoria.
Yeah.
And they're just pockets of those.
Yeah.
Like I'm content.
Like
I'm
good when I don't like get into stuff. Because I have to live above like the stuff. Because I can't be thinking. Right. So I spent a large portion of my day just trying to not think about things, because once you like think about it like on the first layer and you want to be like, oh, I don't ask why anymore,
you now start getting to layer two.
No, that layer two is for days when I have a lot of space.
Do you know what life is? Life is a haunted house,
right?
Where you are a smart black person, so what you do is
you're gonna run
your white friend,
that's it,
hears a noise
and is moving forward
and wants to enter the house and say somebody might be hurt. And do you know what you do? You say, actually, we are going to go back.
We're going home.
Outside.
We are going home.
We are not entering this place. That is
home.
What adulting
that's
is
it.
Really.
That's it. Yeah. And I think that's the way. So if you have coping mechanisms, you
But
know.
Do you actually have any? The only one I do have is not putting, like I'm learning to not put this immense amount of pressure on myself.
I have a coping mechanism. It's fermented grapes.
Wine?
What is that what that is?
Okay,
yeah.
Please.
Actually, it's fruits.
Do you know I hate wine?
It's actually, what?
I really don't like it. Like I have
a
friend
who's
you guys,
this so is the last,
offended.
So I'm so happy that we did this first episode, but like, unfortunately, this podcast is cancelled. I'm now auditioning for a second host that actually
like
understands
wine.
The good things
I
about
like
life.
I
so
like,
if you're telling me adulting is hard, you now remove wine. Like what else? Okay.
Let me tell you something. I like spirits.
Oh ho!
Yeah.
Look at bad gal.
Bad you know,
gal.
Like I'm the only
Jones.
One of my friends. That is a fan of vodka.
What?
Hey. I like it.
Vodka
especially
is an agent
flavored,
of the enemy.
Flavored vodka. Have you ever had like pear flavored vodka and Sprite?
So that I will now not know what's happening to me. I'll not be thinking I'm drinking pear juice.
It's great. Like I just, well, alcohol is not even really a coping mechanism for me.
No,
one
I'm joking.
Thing
it's
I've
not.
Learned.
I think that this pressure thing is one. And also for me, is to not hold things so tight to my chest.
I was about to say tears.
I don't. Okay, yeah. Tears very much.
Tears work really, but especially because there's a scam about not crying a lot as an adult.
You
or
must
not crying.
Cry.
You must do that.
You feel
must
relieved.
Do that.
You sleep
you must
off.
Do that. And make sure that you invest in waterproof makeup.
That's it.
Because on some days, it will be in the office
yeah.
that you'll cry.
Yeah.
Toilet. Just make sure you hold your nose.
On your way to an important place.
On your way to an important
just
place,
crying.
You can cry. Restaurant.
Yeah.
You can cry.
I mean, I think that, not putting pressure. And also for me, a big thing I'm learning is also, I think I have there's one thing about pressure, but there's also another thing that I have a problem with everything I want to do or to become or whatever. I want to do it now.
Mm.
And so for me, it's also a big thing about having perspective about what my capabilities really are.
Yeah.
And
which
just
can
not
be painful.
Being disappointed every time I don't achieve the million things that are just not achievable for anybody. And yeah, and also yes. for me, what I've stopped doing for sure, looking at somebody else and saying, but I don't know them, please. Our destinies are very, very different, okay? Your life path is here. My life path is here. That thing of, looking, like, honestly, because you do it subconsciously and consciously, but I've cut it out. I've killed those things in me. And it's always good things. So it's when people achieve something, I'm like, oh, wow, look at this person. They started a business. I'm
like I have friends that have, they are bossing out of control. Nah, and then envy will try to be
that
like...
That is it.
Because sometimes it's not even motivation. This is another thing we need to talk about. Maybe another podcast episode. It's actually not motivation. Yeah. Some of what you're feeling sometimes is envy. Because when the motivation... like manifests itself in a very like aggressive
way in response to somebody
else. Sometimes envy, and you're not challenging, you're not like noticing it and like killing it off really quickly. So that one I've learned not to like be envious of other people, because sometimes people have envy worthy lives, but envy is a dirty and disgusting
thing. It's disgusting, and it just makes you not like the best version of yourself. So that whole thing of just looking at other people, because a lot of times even you can take inspiration and turn it into some other thing. It's just like that. I just try not to compare anything, because honestly, the factors that are involved in everybody's timelines, it's just so different. We're not the same.
And even what you want out
that's
of life.
You don't know if we want the same thing. So a big thing for that is to honestly just stay on my lane, face my front and say, okay, this is the one you're doing. Just try and like do it right.
Oh, one last thing. Pay attention to your mental health.
Yeah.
Which is tough, especially if you live in Nigeria, especially if you live in Lagos.
Yeah.
But pay attention to your mental health. Sometimes you're not okay.
You're just not
and
okay.
You need to chill. You
just
chill
need
off.
To be like, okay, so I'm actually not okay. Yeah. Like, I'm actually, you know, people, I think we've gotten too used to being stressed.
Yeah.
That you don't understand when you're like, you're actually like dying on the inside.
Yeah.
So call me if you're feeling sad.
Don't call me. I don't have credit.
No. Oh, definitely call me. I'll just tell you everything. Don't everything is very.
You
sometime,
can at me or check my timeline the, because my life is a parody.
Tell me your problem, and I'll tell you that you're very, very stupid, and that's just the max. That's just it. It's not that you are feeling stressed. You're just very, very stupid, making bad decisions. Very stupid. Some other times I tell you, you know, sis, leave him. These are just some of the things that I can help you with. You know, just call, give me a ring.
Or more importantly, no. Like, somebody will finish telling you their whole story and just say no.
No, you're like, bye. Okay.
Like, that's...
This is not it. You know,
like, what
you
need
you
is spiritual
advice.
Help.
Yes.
And you're calling me.
Right.
And that's not... I'm not going to help
laugh.
You.
Another good thing. I help you laugh. These are the funniest parts of your story. According to what you said. So first, like, this part is really bad, okay? But this, we can laugh funny. About it.
Yeah.
So these are the kinds of services that I can offer. That I can offer for you.
That was great. So,
and that's it.
What do you want to share before you leave?
The country?
No. FK, please, you've heard, you're traveling.
Sorry, okay, the podcast, right.
Yeah, so what are you, like, reading, listening to?
Right.
Blah, 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 blah.
I'm actually not reading anything right now, which is quite bad. Oh, no. I'll tell you what I'm reading. So sometimes I indulge in the very, I'm trying to be a bad bitch in life. So, like, I don't care about anything, Jigga. I don't really, like, I'm not an emotional person, okay? So that's what I'm trying to be about right now. Like, Issa, I'm on a bad bitch stuff, you know? However, from time to time, I indulge in my emotions and I read a blog called ifyoufindthisemail.com. Jesus Christ, people. Let me tell you something. reading If You Find This Email as self-care, or actually writing an email, right, as self-care. But if you write an email, and because what happens is it's an anonymous email, you write it, talk about what's going on in your life, you know, that place is filled with heartbreak and emotional things that are there. So if you're not somebody that likes all that mushy stuff, don't go there, but write your email. But I'll suggest to you, because me, I'll look and I'll see that it's you people that went, don't put Lagos as your location, because I'll know that this where you. So I always put like Cincinnati, Georgia, Wisconsin, okay,
New Delhi,
Accra. So that's what I'm reading. Check it out.
I don't listen to anything anymore. I feel like I don't know what the kids are listening to anymore, like music wise, but it came out a couple of weeks ago, a month ago, I don't even know, but Palm Wine Music by Shodem Camp. I've been loving it.
That's so good.
I've been loving it. And then I'm reading a book called The Underground Railroad by Colson Whitehead, and it's about a runaway slave. Well, two runaway slaves. And it's pretty... I'm a very visual reader. So when I read things, like, I have images in my head. So I haven't been able to read it as quickly. just because a lot of the stuff is like, I just start imagining it and it gets me a bit upset. But it's a really, really good read. So there is that. That's what
we're doing.
FK and I are going to go now and continue to adult.
Yeah.
So when this comes out, I'll be out of country. One last time.
Goodness
so don't at me because like at my at doesn't work.
You can at her and tell her to bring you back original charger, which you will not.
You will pay, my dear.
At least you tried to ask.
All right. I hope this was lovely for you. If it wasn't, one thing that's very important: don't tell me. Okay. Discuss it in your group chat.
Yeah.
Don't. This is the type of thing that you now say the poker. Excuse me. Nobody asked you. Okay. And that's it. All right. Love ya.
I don't love you guys, but at least you listened, and I'm pretty glad you are here at the end.
Yeah.
So while love is a word I don't like to throw around, I have very strong feelings of something towards you. We'll figure out what that is along the road. And we'll see you guys.
I'm telling me, I love you in advance, because any day now that I start promoting, I don't know, maybe I might write a book. Bye bye. So all this love that I'm loving you, don't think that is, I'm staying loyal to you.
For a reason.
Good.
Okay. So see you guys in 2 weeks' time. Thank you for listening. Peace out. Goodbye.